Now, if you think about the internet, it has given us so many fantastic opportunities, including, for example, shopping online. Have the items delivered direct to your door. You can research something, you can download your favourite music. Well, what about chatting? Well, there are chat lines, but who are you chatting to? And will that person be of any help to you? What about if that person on the other end of the chat line or indeed the email was a therapist? Well, there is now such a service. Let's chat to Kate Anthony, who's a consultancy personal trainer, training and research for online therapeutic services. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, Michael.
Fascinated by this whole idea because the idea that you would share your feelings, your worries, your concerns with somebody online is probably happening as we even talk in an informal way. How do we know that the person we would be talking to would in fact be a therapist and trained?
There are various ways of finding out who the other person is that you're chatting to or emailing. The first port of call is to go to a reputable organisation such as the British Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy, the BACP, or in the UK, a more local organisation, which is the Association for Counselling and Therapy Online, ACTO. And they have directories of people who are trained in online therapy and qualified to be a therapist in general and then have gone on to do further training in online therapy.
The difference in online training is there's no face-to-face, I presume.
That's right. I have a training program, which is a six-module program, and all that training is done online. And that's to give the therapist an idea of what it's like to work without a physical presence. And so you can't see the client face-to-face, and of course you can't hear them either. So it's very much working just with text.
I imagine that in itself is a bit of a challenge. Having trained as a therapist myself, I know that one of the most useful tools for me is the physical reactions of the person, their facial expressions, and sometimes just the silence can be very effective. That would be missing, I imagine, over text.
It is missing, but there are ways of compensating for it, and that's by being creative with the text and using emoticons and acronyms to be able to replicate the face-to-face experience, and also communicating very clearly with the clients and asking them to describe how they're feeling and what physical changes they may be going through. So it can all be done just by clarification and talking to each other very, very directly.
Are people more open if they're texting?
Very, very much so. It's called the disinhibition effect, and it's really a case of the client not having to look you in the eye and choosing not to look you in the eye. And because they don't have that inhibition that they sometimes get in face-to-face therapy, you tend to get to the core issues much, much more quicker, and in many cases much more deeply as well. So whereas in face-to-face therapy you might expect to have 12 sessions before getting to a closure situation, with online therapy that tends to happen in about 4 sessions. And by session in that case I mean 4 exchanges of emails.
How would that then work in terms of a professional relationship? For example, charging, how does that work? Or is it free?
Counsellors charge very much as they do for face-to-face therapy, except that it's done through online payment systems.
So a person would have a PayPal account or simply pay by credit card?
Yes, or WorldPay or Google Checkout, something like that.
Mm. Now, in terms of some of the bigger organisations in the UK who are looking at this, who has thrown their eye to it?
I run recently an organisation that we set up last year called the Online Therapy Institute, and we aim to be a one-stop shop for clients who are interested in online therapy and indeed practitioners who are in online therapy to educate them and train them. We have a social network, we have a blog, we have a calendar of events about online therapy, and that's regularly updated. And we put all our work there, we put all our ethical framework. I run it with an American colleague, so it comes very much from an international perspective. As well.
So you could in fact be talking to a therapist who wasn't necessarily in Britain or Ireland but could be anywhere else in the world?
Could be anywhere worldwide. There are certain legal stipulations, particularly in the USA. For instance, California has legalities where you can't, both the computers of the client and the practitioner have to be within the same state line, and that's something that they've chosen to do, and there are a couple of other states that do that. But essentially, yes, you can be talking to anyone all over the world.
How many people at some point in their life will use a therapist?
I'm not sure of the actual statistics on that. As far as online therapy goes, all I can tell you is that it is certainly growing. From a training point of view, the number of practitioners I get through my training year by year probably doubles year on year. So it's becoming more acceptable, and the BACP have produced guidelines since 2000. We're now on the third edition of the guidelines, which I co-authored with Dr. Stephen Goss. And so the BACP is very hot on that, and very much a case that they're recognising that it's an acceptable way of conducting therapy.
Mm. Chatting with Kate Anthony this morning, we're talking about the access to therapy online as against going face-to-face with somebody for a session. What about actually seeing the person through video conferencing, Skype, for example? Has that been considered?
It has been considered, and some practitioners are using it. One of the things we're trying to encourage and hoping to make mandatory through the BACP guidelines is encryption. And Skype is one of the few softwares that use encryption as standard, and that goes for video therapy as well. And so although I feel at the moment there is still too much lag between the text and conversation going on, which kind of gets in the way of the therapeutic process a bit. So I don't think we're quite there to be able to replicate a face-to-face conversation.
Hard to build up a little bit of rapport when the picture's breaking up all the time, isn't it?
That's right. And if you're making general comments such as aha or encouraging comments, then that will come a few seconds afterwards, sort of halfway through the client's next sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So it does tend to break it up a bit. But I think as the broadband improves and as the software improves, the Skype in particular will become one of the main avenues for conducting therapy online.
Kate, I know one of the best bits of training a therapist can experience themselves is to go through therapy as part of their own training.
That's
Do you
right.
require this of people who are going to learn to be online therapists?
We recommend it. We recommend, as they've done their core training, it's likely they've been through some personal therapy themselves. We recommend that after the core training, if you're training as an online therapist, then it's wise to have some sessions with an online therapist yourself in order to experience it from the client's point of view. So you're much more able to be empathic with the client.
I know that here in Ireland, if a person has a problem, that you can actually email the Samaritans, for example. They will take an email from you. I presume that's the same with other organisations as well.
Yes, it is, and it's growing more and more.
Okay. Well, it's something to look out for. We are living in a changing world. If people want to find out more, if they're counsellors, who should they contact?
If you go to www.onlinetherapyinstitute.com, and you should be able to find everything there that you need.
Onlinetherapyinstitute.com and onlinecounsellors.co.uk being the other site as well. Kate, thank you
That's
so much
right.
for joining us this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
Good morning to you. Kate Anthony there giving us an idea of how things are changing in the world of therapy, and you can get all of that information, as I said, at onlinecounsellors.co.uk.